Sir, ladies and gentlemen, this is your boy G-Pap coming in on G-Pap Sports, and I'm here with it, man. Make sure y'all follow, subscribe to G-Pap Sports on all social media and all podcasting platforms. I'm back with it, man. I know I done took a few months off the podcasting, but I'm back at it, man. I'm bringing out another episode. It is going to be the first episode. I don't even know what season it's going to be, so I'm going to have to figure it out. But when it come out, you will see. But as we let the planes roll over, because you know we is located in Ellawood, Georgia, about 10 minutes outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And you know Hartsfield Airfield Jackson is one of the busiest, if not the busiest, airport in the world. So sometimes we're going to get them planes until we get more upgraded. But for now, my podcast episode today, man, I'm here to talk about today's generation, man. Today's time, not just today's time, but even the past, man. Because nowadays, you know, I'm a working man. I'm trying to be a working man out here in 2025. It's hard right now. You got to get in where you fit in right now. And, you know, I'm a working man right now at the age of 30. I'm trying to get in where I get in. So I feel like I'm stuck between the youngins and the old heads. And I feel like the youngins blaming me. And then I feel like the old heads blaming me. So now I just feel like, man, what is going on in today's time, man? And I'm not saying that nobody specific. You know, I got to get that out there because people always think you're just talking about people directly. I'm saying just in a general statement, as a person that just be around hundreds and hundreds of different types of people, which you just nitpick and just see throughout people. And today's generation, I call it the lazy era, man. And I, like I said, I'm not telling nobody directly. I'm just saying in general, man, we got all this technology. You can get groceries from home. You can get food from home. Get condoms from home. You can probably order you a chick or whatever to the crib these days. You don't even have to come outside. You can work from home. You don't even got to come out and work, man. So, I mean, just first of all, salute to the people that do get up and still go work that 9-to-5. I know it's hard in today's time in 2025 when we all want to be rich and millionaires and living on an island somewhere, but we got to pay them bills, we got to take care of them kids, we got to take care of the family, and we got to handle our business. So, man, salute to them out there. But, man, just, you know, I just be working. You know, just coming from a brother that just worked both jobs. And, you know, we just be working nowadays. It just seem like people come to work to not work. I feel like people do everything sometimes but work, but do the job. And it's a simple job. 7 times out of 10, the job is very simple. It can get done in the course of just chemistry and working together. And that's another thing I noticed, man. Work ethic can just show you how well people chemistry and how well people can gravitate and, you know, just, you know, I'm trying to find the word right now. There's a lot going on. You just be able to, God dang, I can't even get the word. Just be able to adapt to the next person because everybody's different. So, I mean, you got situations out here and then, you know, today's time, you got people that come to work, man, people be on the phone. Now, I'm guilty of it. I can be on the phone and work. But the difference between that and somebody else or somebody in general is people can't multitask. And, you know, I feel like I'm a pretty good multitasker. My mind is always racing. I'm always thinking, man. I can be on 2 different phones and still get an order out and still do the job and still handle my business or whatever I'm doing at this case. And, you know, I'm seeing that from the younger generation and the older generation because we got the devices all in our face. And it's come from a person that got 2 phones. You feel me? And, you know, but I like to listen to music, so I'm a music head, so I listen to music and get the job done. But I think all this social media, all this, you know, timing on TVs and all this stuff is playing a part and it making people lazy in all eras. And, you know, sometimes they're rubbing off on me. So I'm just trying to understand, is this the world that we living in because of all this technology? And I'm always the one that's been saying the last couple of years, robots gonna be taking over our jobs in the next 5 to 10 years, depending on how fast they speed this process. Because one thing I learned about robots and humans gonna complain, humans got emotions, and humans can quit when they want to quit. And the difference in what robots do, robots gonna do the job, and robots not gonna complain, robots not gonna talk back to you until they put AI in them and screw them all up. But that's another subject for another day. What I'm saying is, the robot not gonna mess up and complain. All you gotta do is repair it, and it's still gonna make that money. Whereas this person over here might not do a job as well, and the next thing you know, they leave. Now you're losing out on money. And you know, it's 2025, everything about money, man. You know, if it ain't making money, it ain't making sense. That's what these corporations and all these businesses and entrepreneurs, solopreneurs be going and living by. So I'm just trying to understand, like, this is what I'm saying. I ain't perfect. By far, no means I ain't perfect at all. I make mistakes. I own up to my mistakes. We all human. We all bleed the same blood. We just got different blood types. So I just want to know, you know, if people listen to this, you know, take tune to it. You know, pay somebody out there that probably works hard and be like, damn, man, am I feel like I'm the only one going through this? I just want to know and understand. Because sometimes I just feel like this is what the new world is bringing us into. And I'm not blaming people itself. I'm blaming the world, right? If that makes sense. Not even the world, but just the technology we're getting accustomed to, man. Like, you don't have to do nothing. You can sit at home and not do nothing. Like I said, you can live life from home. And some people, and I think COVID kind of made that to the point where some people just prefer to just be at home and that's everything there. And just some people don't like to come out. You know, I'm a little old school. I like the word of mouth, face-to-face technology, you know, face-to-face, hand-to-hand conversation, communication, you know, all this extra stuff, man, it's kind of be like downplaying in my opinion. But that's just my opinion, though. Just make sure to give me your opinion, comment, subscribe, follow, however you want to do it. G-Pappy Sports, comment what topics you think I should talk about. If you want to come in for a podcast, interview, Zoom meeting, however you want to do it. We out here, man. We for the people, man. We are the people. And the future is now, and the youth is the future. So make sure you follow, subscribe, and we out here.